Hey, welcome back to the Bryan Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, AM, FM, satellite, iTunes, and online at npr.org/Bryan Park. I'm Allison Stewart, along with Bill Wolf, my co-host for the day. Next up on the show, some studies say about 30% of us have had a problem with alcohol at some point in our life. We're going to talk about the shifting definitions of alcoholism. That's coming up. But first, the news with Laura Conaway.
This is NPR.
Thanks, guys, and good morning again. An interview coming out in Time magazine today has Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf warning the U.S. not to cross into his country's border region in its hunt for Taliban and al-Qaeda fighters. The Bush administration has been considering giving the CIA and the military the go-ahead to run covert operations in the tribal mountains there. Not so fast, Musharraf tells Time. Quote, if they come without our permission, that's against the sovereignty of Pakistan. I challenge anybody coming into our mountains. They would regret that day. Musharraf faces parliamentary elections next month. In a speech on housing yesterday, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke said his agency is ready to help shore up the nation's economy if need be. One audience member at the Washington luncheon asked Bernanke to say flat out that political pressure over the upcoming elections would not affect decisions about cutting the interest rate. Bernanke said he had never heard anyone suggest making policy that way.
It's difficult enough to make good policy in the face of a complex economy, complex financial system. We must do the best we can for the economy. Political considerations will play no role, and I assure you as strongly as I can that we will be objective, we will be analytical, and we will do what's right for the economy.
One poll in South Carolina shows John McCain with a narrow lead over Mike Huckabee and Mitt Romney in that state's Republican primary. But it was Huckabee who got the biggest applause in last night's GOP presidential debate in Myrtle Beach. Huckabee answered a question about his having quoted the biblical passage that says a wife has to submit herself graciously to her husband. The Baptist preacher and former Arkansas governor told the crowd the Bible calls for husbands to submit themselves too.
Marriage is not a 50-50 deal where one each partner gives 50%. Biblically, marriage is a 100-100 deal. Each partner gives 100% of their devotion to the other. And that's why marriage is an important institution, because it teaches us how to love.
Meanwhile, McCain sounded a note for the youth vote, a demographic where he's been polling strongly.
We abandoned some of our environmental principles that Teddy Roosevelt was so famous for. Climate change, in my view, is probably real, and climate change has to be addressed. And we can do it without asking anyone to shiver in the dark. Young people in this country want a better planet to be handed off to them.
And Sir Edmund Hillary has died. Hillary was in the first team to reach the top of Mount Everest. The beekeeper from New Zealand touched the roof of the world in 1953 with Nepalese climber Tenzing Norgay. The pair completed their march to the Earth's highest peak without modern equipment like fixed ropes or aluminum ladders, and they did it after the others in their climbing party were too exhausted to keep going. Years later, Hillary would say he wasn't sure he and Norgay would make it to the top until they were very nearly there.
It wasn't until we actually on the summit ridge, there's a step, just called nowadays the Hillary Step, which I climbed just before the summit. It wasn't until I got to the top of that that I was absolutely convinced that Tenzing and I were going to get to the top.
That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison and Bill, back to you.
Thank you, Laura Conaway.